One more text here. I feel like this is, you brought up your constitution. What is your abbreviation there? C?
Constitutional Proactive Accountable Policing.
CPAC?
CPAP.
CPAP.
And not the one you wear.
All right. Well, that brings up a good, leads me right into this. And I asked you this off the air. This is from a texter. It says, for the chief, this winter, when COVID cases inevitably spike, can we count on you to reject lockdown mandates, churches, schools, et cetera? And I said, I think it's a good time to explain the difference in a police chief and a sheriff.
Yeah. Or a legislator. You know, as a police chief and police officers, we have to enforce the laws. We don't enforce mandates. We don't enforce HOA rules in neighborhoods.
That's disappointing for some.
Yeah, and I get that. A lot of HOA calls us and, hey, somebody's, you know, garbage can is by their mailbox or whatever. That's y'all's rules. That's not all. We enforce the state statute. So, you know, no, we're not going to get into the COVID mandates and regulations and all that kind of stuff. Now, if the state legislator wants to put a law into place into the criminal code and make something criminal, then we're going to enforce that. But I don't see that happening.
Okay, so, example, my kid goes to Richland High School. There's a statewide mask mandate for everybody to walk into the school. The school can, or they can call, but you can't tell that, you can't arrest that child for not wearing a face mask into the school.
No, not if it's not a state law.
Got it.
Or a city ordinance.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. The person that texted that said the answer should be easy. I think they'll be satisfied with that.
Yeah.
So a good question there.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.